The non-binding agreement requires power companies in the 9 states to reduce the amount of carbon dioxide their plants emit by 2.5% each year. Environmental groups say that's not enough. Erica Nadowski is a policy advocate for the Acadia Center, a nonprofit working to tackle climate change. She says the groups are pushing for a 3% reduction starting in 2019.
We would avoid almost 100 million tons of CO2 emissions all the way out to 2031. And that's more than a full year of emissions for the region.
Nadowski adds that REGI states have been able to invest more money into energy efficiency programs by selling permits to power companies who need to emit more carbon than the cap allows. But Mike Stenhouse of the conservative think tank Rhode Island Center for Freedom and Prosperity says taxing the companies only hurts families and businesses by raising energy rates. Avery Brookins, Rhode Island Public Radio.